community, we have a wonderful publication called Daily Word, and it provides us with an inspirational message for each day of the year. And so Cliff Richardson, in his debut of reading Daily Word, I had asked him a few weeks ago, and he said, yes. So thank you so much for that. Come on up, Cliff, and read our Daily Word, and we'll follow that with a time of meditation and prayer.
Yeah!
Good morning. Word for the day is prosperity. Practicing gratitude deepens my experience of prosperity. My life may be full of blessings, my family and friends, my home, my memories and experiences, but it cannot be easy to take for granted if I focus more on what I'm missing rather than what I have. Being thankful, expressing my gratitude for my good opens my heart, but it also opens my eyes to the many ways I am prosperous. I count my blessings, pause to give thanks for each one. The more I do this, the more feelings of gratitude will fill my heart, crowding out of constricting feelings of secrecy, fear, or envy. From the serenity I feel in my heart to the peace that calms my mind, I am prosperous. As I greet each day with a prayer of thanks, my blessings abound. They give feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. Psalm 36:8. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Cliff. Aww. It's so wonderful when there is that in us that even though we're kind of like, I don't think so, and it says yes, and Cliff resoundingly said yes to a new expression and how he supports this church so wonderfully and stepping forward, so thank you for that, yeah. So if we breathe right now into that space of prosperity, we understand that abundance and prosperity is not only a part of our finances, but it's a part of the very energy of all beingness. And so let's take this time to move into a mindfulness prayer where we breathe and where we center. And so wherever you are, just relax and let go. And I will tone our singing bowl, which resonates at the musical, energetic vibration of the heart chakra, which is the chakra of love. And as I do so, let it just fill your being. Let it dance and resonate with the cells of your body, with the thoughts in your mind, with the love held in your heart. And so as we just continue to breathe, we become conscious of the inflow and the release of our breath. And as we follow that, it aligns us with an internal inherent awareness of the design of nature, of spirit, of God. The inflow and the outflow, ever ongoing, of which we are each a part, of which we each participate in moment by moment. And so let us, through and with that breath, connect deeply moving first into our solar plexus, into what we might call the gut of our being. That central location of a nervous system that moves beyond our intellectual outer human brain. And then we move up into the heart, the very heart, which has its own electrical, vibrational presence of wisdom and intelligence that transcends the capacity of our human brain mind. And so we let that light shine in and through the vibration of our heart, the beating of our heart, the intuitive oneness of allness with spirit. And then we engage our human mind and know that then inherent throughout our entire being is what is called the mind of God, not of a person outside of ourselves, but the mind of Godness, of all beingness, of infinite in nature. And as we allow ourselves to recognize and feel the flow of that infinite energy, we know that we are in alignment with and in tune with a light and a love that transcend intellectual understanding. We are in tune with a light and love that is all of creation, continuing to become the ebb and flow, the renewal, the fuller expression, the time then for hibernation, and then moving back into the blooming and the expression once again. And so we take this time for ourselves to give ourselves this gift of remembrance, of reconnection, of time apart from the busyness of our outer world, all the things we have to do in the grocery lists. We exhale that. And we just feel that emanence, that radiating energy that moves in and through us and is all around us and connects us each to one another. That is the allness of Yahweh, Allah, the breath of being. And so as we take this time apart and as we breathe and as we connect, we take a time of silence to listen to what is often referred to as the still small voice, that voice within our solar plexus, within our inner heart, within the mind of God encompassing us. We listen. We seek. We are still and ready to receive in the silence. And having taken this time to be infilled, to be renewed and uplifted, having listened to that inner still small voice that whispers to us inspiration, guidance, upliftment, comfort, we give thanks in an awareness that God is our all-sufficiency, that the flow of all beingness is ever-present, And in this, we recognize out the abundance and the prosperity of life and of our living that life forth and how we manifest good in our lives through our intention and our focus. And so we take a moment now also from this place of having been gifted and infilled with light and love to surround our prayer box and all the requests that have been placed within it. And we take a moment now to speak aloud the names of people or situations that we would especially bless. Wanda, Sunny, Mary Dale, Karen, Bob, Sue Ann, Jolene, Richard, Donalyn, Danny, Teresa, Vicki, Evan, Bill, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, John, Greg, we hold Christina, Terry, Rachel, Katrina in light. We especially hold Candace, who made her transition in that new journey. And we bless us all in this higher intention of prayer that goes forth through the mighty power of the spoken word. Blessings abound, prosperity abounds in all manner and in all ways. And for that we are grateful. We say thank you, God. We pray in your name. Amen.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord.